The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Daniela, get us started with the game of Pardon the Gadfly.
Great. Yesterday, Fordham and Public Impact released a report on charter incubators. Are charter incubators the key to bringing quality charters to scale?
First of all, Terry, what the heck is a charter incubator?
Well, a charter incubator is actually a strategic effort by a city to generate new high-quality charter schools. So it's not like just opening up the gates and saying, hey, come here and open charter schools. It's actually putting together a training program, putting together a fellowship, putting together the networks that successful schools need to be able to open not only one school, but multiple schools. And it focuses on school leaders. So they go out and they try to recruit the very best school leaders they can get. They give them the training and give them the support they need to be successful. So I think of it as a strategic approach to expanding high-quality charters.
And I would guess that the answer to the question, is this key to bringing high-quality charters to scale? The answer would be yes.
I would think part yes. It certainly is a strategy that I would encourage communities to pursue. I think there are many other things associated with this, though, like quality authorizing, things like how funding, facilities, all those sorts of issues. But this is certainly, I think, a promising reform and something that I hope a place like Dayton or Columbus or Cleveland, my home state of Ohio, actually embrace.
And is this for kind of mom-and-pop schools or schools that have not yet been created? We're not talking about incubating KIPP to go, that's a different challenge.
This is kind of like taking the lesson of KIPP and applying it to a local setting. And it's saying, look, KIPP is not going to be able to, we've been trying to get KIPP to Ohio, have one super KIPP school, but they're not able to expand at the level that the demand requires. I mean, there are 420,000 kids waiting on waiting lists across this country for great schools. Right now, the five big CMOs, KIPP, Uncommon Schools, and the others, serve only about 60,000 kids. So the idea here is to take the lessons from KIPP and building excellent schools and great programs like that and saying, how are you going to do this in a place like Dayton or a place like Columbus? And so it's in effect in addition to what these big national CMOs do.